Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Well, hello, beloveds. Welcome back to Really Riley. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are enjoying your week so far. We got it through Monday, so that means, you know, it's all uphill from here. It has been a day for me, though, y'all, because I had to take my son, Malin, who's three, to the doctor to have earwax removed. Yeah, the things that they don't tell you you're going to have to do as a mom, being that it's Mother's Day week. And so Malin, our youngest, is like trying to restrain that kid is like wrestling a baby alligator. He is strong. He's got his dad's genes in him because his dad was a wrestler for most of his life. Like not WWE, like, you know, just on the mat type wrestling. But damn, like, so Malin's always had, like, I don't know if he has just like an earwax problem because I don't know. Again, shit they don't tell you as a mom. But he produces a lot of earwax. And obviously with a little kid, you know, because we know that Q-tips are bad now. We had like a water funnel thing that you can do to yourself as an adult or maybe like an 8-year-old kid, like my oldest Lyric. But Malin, forget about it. So I take him there to the doc today and it's like, well, we have two choices. We can hold him down or we can stick a metal like scoopy thing in his ear, but he's got to stay absolutely still. I'm like, ha, well, option B ain't it. So we went with the water thing, and first we have to like put him in this little cape. Wasn't having it. Immediately he knew he was going to have to go through something awful. And yeah, we had to go through three different rounds of squirting this water pump into his ear while he is screaming bloody murder. And then we had to wait for the doctor to go to, I don't know what it is that doctors do when they go do whatever and make you sit in there. And the room is hot. I don't know if they had the heat on or they realize it's, you know, didn't realize it's spring or whatever. But he's crying at me and I'm feeling very overstimulated. And then they come back in and the nurse is like, oh, yeah, let's put our gloves on again while we have Malin freaking out. Needless to say, the wax that came out of this kid's ear after all of that screaming and kicking was yick. But hopefully my kid can hear better. And my sensory overload is just at a maximum today. But that's my little Riley rant for the beginning of this podcast. And if you're new around here, welcome. It happens a lot. But I wanted to give you guys a little treat podcast for Mother's Day. Well, basically, if you're a mom and you have people that don't know what they want to do for you for Mother's Day, because a lot of them, what do you want to do for Mother's Day? I'm like, oh God, can somebody just plan something for me so I don't have to like think about it? I got you, boo. So I put together like a list of a few things that you can do. Some of them are here in the DMV, but some of them, for my listeners that are everywhere else, love you. You can do pretty much anywhere. And it's like a really good idea just to do something outside the box that's not a spa. And I know that that's always great, but if you want to do something different because you've done a spa every other year, it's like a lot of times TikTok will be like, oh yeah, just book her a hotel for a night and away from everybody. I get that because as a mom, by the end of the day, like today, you're just like overtouched and overstimulated and you don't want to deal with anyone. But I don't really want to go sit in a hotel by myself, you know? Like all I would do is like sleep, which is great, but I'd rather like do something. I'm kind of like an active mama. So there's this place called Dopamine Land in Washington. It's in DC. I'm like being all profesh for some reason. So they're saying it's a multi-sensory experience. It's called Dopamine Land. And let's see, you can take the kids if you want to, but there's also late evening adult friendly sessions, interactive museum. It says it's, and I like this, you can embrace your inner child with colorful installations. So apparently there's like 10 different themed rooms. They have like a bubble room. It's like supposed to activate the happiness hormone, which I am all about. And like the bubble bar is a pit that's got oxygen aromatherapy or CBD soda. Oh, that's cool. So this is, they're saying it's perfect for any family or group outing, a lot of Instagrammable moments. So each ticket, you get like 45 minutes, but they say that you can stay longer. All ages are welcome. Children under 15 have to be with an adult. But it looks really, really cool. Like, I'm trying to look for all of the different rooms that you can do. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. I'm like, oh, so there's Euphoria Grove. It's a tranquil oasis to reconnect with the calming effects of nature and rediscover how the world around us can trigger dopamine in unexpected ways. There's a sensory lab where you can, like, just touch and... That sounds weird. But apparently, like, all the sensory parts of this are supposed to be, like, dopamine triggering. There's a pillow fight room. Because, I mean, who doesn't love that? I don't know. My kids would probably beat the boo-boo out of me. The bubble bar, like I said, a decompression room. So it says, shed out the stressors of the outside world in this peaceful haven where sheer billowy curtains, cozy seating. It's a voice-only guide. Oh, okay. So then there's Infinity Bliss also. It's a mesmerizing world of seemingly endless color and mirrors, twinkling lights. It's a place for self-reflection. Then there's the Rhythm Studio. It's award-winning beatbox duo Spider Horse, and they teach you how to unlock dopamine through the magic of music or go solo. The choice is yours. That's cool. Shadow Wonderland, where I guess it's just like a bunch of storytelling and ordinary shadows into... so you turn shadows into like a story? That's neat. Then there's Lucid Dreams, like you embark on a full fun adventure in a fascinating world of dreams with your head hidden in a pillow. What? Oh, it's like a interactive, like visually captivating room, as they say. The Writer's Loft, where you can, it says, pilot invites you to erase self-negativity and spread permanent positivity anywhere you like with a canvas. This is so neat. Then there's a surprise party room. You can get ready to be surprised as you interact with the walls of this glowing structure. Gosh, this is like... I don't know. I shouldn't say this, you know, being Mother's Day, but back in the day when I used to do little extracurricular activities, that would have been cool. I did not just say that, but yeah, sorry, not sorry. So it's called the Dopamine Experiment Experience.com. They have it like here in DC, they have it in London. So it's not everywhere, but if you're around here in the DMV parts, that's really cool. Another one that you can do anywhere is go get permanent jewelry together. I have a permanent anklet on my ankle. So this is luxury. Good God, you can tell my mind has gone. I swear I talk for a living. It's luxurysparks.com. I've done a few pop-ups with the owners. They're amazing. And this bracelet's been on my anklet or at my ankle for, oh God, it was like spring of last year that I got it. And they have everything there in terms of like different types of chains. They have gold filled, they have silver, regular gold, like all of the chains, wherever you get them, like your wrist. I don't know that you would want a permanent necklace, but they're $49 to $129. It says on their website, purchasing permanent jewelry can help two people feel even closer and more connected, matching best friends or family members, complimentary pieces of jewelry. You can also do like charms on them. That's really neat. It's like a good bonding experience. And then mama gets jewelry afterwards. And then maybe you too, you know? So who can be mad at that? This next one is really neat. It's, this one's another one here in the DMV, but Mama's Nature Art. But I'm sure you can do stuff like this anywhere because I looked up a lot of these, like either on my Facebook events next, you know, near me or even TikTok. If you just search your own area on TikTok, you can find some of these. So I'm sure there's something like this in your area if, you know, you're not here in the DMV. But Mama's Nature Art on May 11th at 11:30 at Rocky Point Creamery. Oh my God, their ice cream is so good. They're doing Scoops and Blooms Pressed Flower Frame Workshop. It's $65. They said, join us for a delightful afternoon of creativity, indulgence, so you can make your own pressed flower frame. Like, how cute is that? So it's 8-inch pressed flower frame, and then you get your choice of scoop for ice cream. That's so neat. They said, whether you're a seasoned crafter or first-time flower enthusiast, this workshop is perfect for anyone looking to add a touch of natural beauty to their home decor. And what a better way to fuel your creativity than with a delicious scoop of creamy, dreamy ice cream. Okay, that's adorable. I'm down. I like ice cream and I like flowers. Very Mother's Day-y. Another one is for maybe the mom that's sassy like me, and every single mom needs to get out some frustration. I actually did this at Unity Rage Room right after I got fired. It's so good. So you go into the rage room and you can go to like up to groups of four. I think there's other ones for like groups of eight, but they also have like a paint splatter experience that you can do. They have a car that you can smash. These people are really cool though, because they even do mental health workshops for like kids, like older kids, which that's really neat because you know, like I know my 8-year-old is even entering the world of like people bullying him and stresses and like just need a creative outlet to get it out. And I'm sorry, like when you're in there and you're just like smashing things, because it's like that also that element of like your inner child that you're not supposed to break stuff, but you can with this. And it's like they have safety goggles and all that. So it's just really, really great. And it's a really good release of just, ah. And I mean, for me, that's what I want more than like going to a hotel by myself. I just think that that's a great way to just get all the frustration out. And then you come back to your children a happier mama. Or at least I did. Another one for active moms, which I've been meaning to try this for forever, ever. The Tree Trekkers Maryland. But they have these all over. The very first time I ever did one of these, it's like basically like a ropes course, but it's, you know, up in the air in the trees. They also have these. I've done one in an indoor when I went to like New York one time. I've done this in Nashville before. So they have them all over. You just got to look it up. But this one is at Tree Trekkers Maryland. They have Marvelous Moms Day, where moms like climb free. And usually there's like $45 to $65. So that's a good deal. They have 16 unique trails with 8 different difficulty levels. So, you know, you can pick your poison. They just opened their zipline trail April 1st. So, for example, there's one called the Challenge Course Experience. So the Timber Trek course offers 16 different trails, all originating from the main start platform. The trails move in a linear direction and the land in various areas throughout the park. So climbers navigate their way through a series of elements and obstacles as they move from platform to platform with the trees. Once the climbers complete the trail, they can follow the ground path back. Oh, so you get like a little trail. You get like some cardio in here too. And then choose their next trail or something. Oh, okay. Trails increase in height and difficulty level with each color ranging from 10 feet to 65 feet off the ground. Holy crap. And this is a self-guided experience recommended for ages 7 and older. So you could take the kiddos if they're brave. Lyric wouldn't do this one. I mean, he might do. He's not my daredevil. That's Malin. And he's too young for that. But I remember feeling so satisfied and just so accomplished when I did it. Because when they say that like you're moving from like obstacles or elements, like at one point there's like, you know, wood planks that like are moving that aren't like joined together, and you can fall through, but obviously you're secured, but like, you know, so the thought of that is like, you have to really focus. And I always say when you're doing something physical and you're focusing, the outside world is not like, the things that are bothering you are not in your head. There was one where you have to like climb through these barrels that are on rope. So it's like you're in a circular thing and they're not, it's not all one. You have to like go from circle. There's like a space to a circle. So it's like, it's really very exhilarating. And then when you're done, you're like, hell yeah, I did that. It's funny that when you're up there on these ropes course, like you, or at least I did, like I wasn't thinking about anything but getting through it. And I went very fast because I was just like, if I stop and I think about this, or if I fall, I'm done. Like, I'm not going to get back up after I fall. But I mean, I think that's a really cool, like, bit of experiences for Mother's Day. And then this weekend on Sunday, I'm going to be out at Dynamic Hammock because I'm having a pop-up shop, like a very, very last minute Mother's Day situation. And they're having a really cool like aerial show. It's very sexy. It's very animated. I've done a few pop-ups at this dance studio and it's really, really fun. So you could come shop and then you could also have a little show for Mother's Day. So I hope to see you guys out there. If you guys want some more info, you can just DM me at Riley Couture or message me at reallyreallypodcast@gmail.com. And don't you worry, this week I'm still going to have that viral TikToker that is going on that Swifty journey, because let me just tell you, I've been listening to her songs lately just because of his page. Like I said, I've always been a Pink girl, but I, you know, love lyrics and her, oh my God, her latest album, I gotta say, it's fire. It is. And I was not a Swifty girl. I might be becoming one. What's happening? So hopefully you guys stick around for that this week. And for tomorrow, if you have any Asks Rileys, please hit me up at reallyreallypodcast@gmail.com or at Riley Couture on the Instagrams. But as you can probably tell, your girl's pooped. So I'm going to keep this one like pretty chill and quick. By the way, though, I have still a lot of goodies ready to go for you. Like if you want them there by Mother's Day, I would say you got to order them by tomorrow though, but I can have them shipped out to you next day. So it'll be pretty quick. So yeah, DM me at House of W by Riley. If there's anything you want that you see on the Instagrams, I have lots of goodies and I'll probably put a video up of a few that you can grab too that are ready to go and smell fabulous. So sorry it's a quick one, you guys, but mama's got to go do some self-care. So thank you for listening. I love you longest and I will chat with you tomorrow. It's really Riley.